We have two performers that are part of the Tune It Tuesdays series, which is a youth-oriented community jam session at Black Forge Coffee House. We'll give you more details on that in a minute. Each of the two who are here with us are going to do two songs. We've also coaxed Mandy to share a song with us, too. But let's begin by getting a chance to listen to one of our youth that's here. And she's been on SLB before. She attends Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. And her name is Gabriella Salvucci.
Falling through the sky, sheltered by the clouds, waiting for the world to cave in, waiting for the ground. And I can't breathe, the wind ran out of me, and breaking down seems like the only option now. But I will reach up to the clouds, and I will hold on, and you can try to push me down, but I will hold on, hope. Hold on, hold on, hope. Hold on, hold on. And I look up and there you are, staring back at me, with your heart full of hunger, your eyes of jealousy. Anymore. Go build your fortress, but close the door. And I will reach up to the clouds, and I will hold on. And you can try to push me down, but I will hold on. Oh.
Gabriella Salvucci, who lives in Robinson Township, just started ninth grade at the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. Tell me about the song you just did.
Well, that song is an original called Hold On. Yeah.
When did you write it?
I wrote it, I think, like, it was at the beginning of the summer, basically.
You have a great voice. Have you always loved singing?
Yeah.
When do you remember discovering that?
I don't know. I was like probably like 7 and I just started singing like all the time.
So. Were you writing your own songs too? or creating your own songs?
Yeah.
We also, let me bring Fat Mandy into the picture too. Mandy, it's got to be so much fun for you to be working with teens. You've always been great at connecting people in our region in righteous ways.
Oh.
This program is really amazing.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having us on your show. You know, I love coming on the Saturday Light Brigade. And I started doing this jam session, Tune It Tuesday, we're going into our third year now. And I got a little grant from Neighborhood Allies, Love My Neighbor grant, it's called. And it's to put It's to bring people together, like you say, you know, to create community in neighborhoods that could use a little help. And so I live in the Allentown section of Pittsburgh, and there's a sweet little coffee shop there. And I said, you know, I wish when I was a teenager that I didn't have to lie about my age and to sneak into clubs that I was too young to really be in and, you know, be surrounded by alcohol just to, like, sing a couple songs or hear some other people sing a couple songs. So I put together a little proposal, and Neighborhood Allies was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And so I hire some musicians, and I got guys that I work with, you know, professional level musicians, jazz musicians from Pittsburgh, and you know, I had and I opened it up to my students, and it's been you know, mostly because I didn't have a place to play when I was their age, so it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great journey, and I met Gabriella through my student Wind of Fire that's going to be coming up in a bit. Gabriella and Wind of Fire met at my creative partner Liz Berlin's camp, Real Life Music Camp, which she does in the summertime. So it was just, you know, Wind of Fire brought Gabriella to the jam session, and, you know, and now Gabriella's joined me at Afro-American Music Institute in my vocal class that Wind of Fire was in last couple of years. So it's just, you know, it's exciting.
It is. And these deliberate yet comfortable connections are really important. It's truly the way we create a better place for us to live. And I mean that. And let's bring Wind of Fire into the picture. You're 16 and entering 10th grade. Is that right?
Yes.
And from East Liberty. So how did you get started? You'll be performing shortly, but how did you get into the picture here? How did the two of you meet, you and Gabriella?
So Liz Berlin has a music camp every summer called the Real Life Music Camp.
Yeah.
It's really great. We met through there. We didn't really get to work together, but after the whole fact of performing and stuff, we chatted in between. We're mostly busy doing our own things, but I told Gabriella about Tuna Tuesdays, and Gabriella showed up, which was awesome. And that's the story.
That's fantastic. Well, you're going to be sharing a couple songs in a moment. Gabriella, I know you have a second song. Can you tell us about it before you share it?
Okay. My next song's called Hoax. I actually wrote it like before music camp this year, and I got to record it there and perform it. So, yeah.
Here again, this is Gabriella Salvucci.
You turned your head every time something scary came on the television. I wish I had seen 10 years from then, but I don't have 20/20 vision. And maybe it wasn't right to leave the past behind, 'cause now you're watching horror movies. It was all a waste of time. Things are changing, faces fading from my memory. Names just slipping out my mind, the people we used to be. And I suspect it was a hoax, the things you told me. 'Cause now we're sitting in your basement, channel surfing. And I changed my mind, like the weather in the summertime. And it's no use to try and convince you to go outside, when you were a part of me for some time. I guess I've decided that I'm leaving you behind. Things are changing, faces fading from my memory. Names just slipping out my mind, the people we used to be. And I suspect it was a hoax, the things you told me. And I'm done sitting in your basement, channel surfing.
Gabriella, just an amazing voice. Is there anybody you wanted to give a shout out to or just acknowledge?
I want to say thank you to Mandy for like inviting me to do this and for having Tune It Tuesdays because it's really great. And to Liz for doing music camp and everything and just really cool.
I'm glad you did that. Who's here with you today?
My mom and my aunt are here.
I see them.
Aunt's probably listening online.
Yeah.
I hope so. And there'll be an archive of this too. What we're going to do now is we'll get Wind of Fire set up to play, and you can feel free to just sort of switch places. And the two of them, I'm glad you two did this because I would have felt awkward about doing it. The two of them coerced Mandy into sharing a song. Maybe not coerced, but I'm just.
Gabriella posted on Facebook or on Instagram. Gabriella is on Instagram as Gabriella_music, by the way.
Oh.
And she said that we were singing on the show, so I'm going to make her prophesy true.
Okay. So here. I just love you so much.
I don't even know how to
introduce you. You know who she is. Here's Fat Mindy.
So this is a new song that I woke up singing about a year ago. And when I get my funding right, it's going to be on my next 7th album. The last one, of course, was Social Justice Disco, Songs to Fight Fascist By, which is currently available on CD Baby. And I'm just putting that out there. It's not a call to action or anything. So, but this is a new one. It's called Save You, Save Me, Save You. I woke up this morning with a song in my head. I tried to record it before I got out that bed. I reached for my phone inside of my dream, but dream phones don't work if you know what I mean. But then I woke up. And before I could rise, I recorded these words before I opened my eyes. You want me to save you. I want you to save me. But we've got to save each other if we're gonna be free. You want me to save you. I want you to save me. We've got to save each other if we're going to be free. I'm singing this song to all who will hear. It's a message of love and we should not fear. We can't do this alone if we're going to live. We must learn how to share. We must learn how to give. Hear my song and make it your own. We're going nowhere if we try this alone. You want me to save you. I want you to save me. We've got to save each other if we're going to be free. You want me to save you. I need you to save me. But we've got to save each other if we're going to be free.
Fat Mandy, thank you.
Sure.
For being with us. And you should look for her albums. You mentioned CD Baby. Is there a way that people can just get in touch with you generally or find out where you're performing?
Yeah, so my website is Fat Mandy Music, phatmandeemusic.com. I have links to all the music that I have available online. I have videos. I have a calendar of performances. Next week, of course, is Tune It Tuesday. Tune It Tuesday happens once a month. Oh, we're going to get to that?
Oh, no, no, no. Right. I was. That was my thank you, because I was just going to ask you. I'm sorry. My body language was not quite right. I was saying, yes,
yay,
let's talk.
So, yeah, I have a calendar of events on there, and Tune It Tuesday is the third Tuesday of every month. And the next one is this coming Tuesday, September 19th. We begin at 6:30. I have a keyboard there that Jazzy Terwilliger lets us use in a house band with Miguel Sage III, Carlos Pena, and Eric Dowdell Jr., so they can accompany you if you show up and bring some music for them to read, or just tell them what key it's in. They will accompany you. And it's a jam session. It's $3 unless you're sitting in, then it's free. Just please come in the door. It's all ages. Lots of coffee, lots of really good coffee, sponsored by Neighborhood Allies and Drusky Entertainment. And next Thursday, I'm at Thunderbird with John Gresh Grigri. We're doing a tribute to Dr. John. So, yeah, fatmandymusic.com is all my stuff, videos, a nice long anti-racist reading list that I put together from my other projects. So, yeah, I actually put that together with a bunch of friends. So, but yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So we'll recap more coming up about
Black Forge. Yeah, I want to hear Wind of Fire.
Coffee House. But the cool thing here is if you're a teen and you want to perform, I think you can just show up, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about advance notice or anything.
No, and there's a sign-up sheet when you come in the door.
No judgment, safe space, enjoy, and play. And there's a band there if you want to use it that can back you up as well. And I think adults who want to listen, it's the kind of thing I would like to do.
Well, adults
can
play too. It's a cross-generational jam session. So anybody can sit in. And we've had, all ranges. But, like I said, I never had that kind of place when I was a kid, so.
Yeah, I would go there to sit and listen and just enjoy. And we're about to do that. We'll have you go straight into your first song, and we'll talk in between. My pleasure now making his radio debut this morning. Here is Wind of Fire.
You can't see nothing else. Sit in your room, feasting on gloom, ignoring the light that helps you shine bright. You slam the blinds on light shining for you. But can you see me now? Emerging from the clouds. Can you see me now? Like water in a drought. Loving you. Can you see the truth? To be what I see, you've got to break free. Don't you be afraid to cast the hate away. I can see us now, hand in hand so proud. In our dreams we found strength to stand our ground. Whoa. Strength to stand our ground. Strength to stand our ground. All of me is loving you. the truth. Now focus on health and the peace that you felt. The good that you do makes all dead flowers bloom. You've pushed out the hound from the darkness you've bound. You finally say what I have already.
Wenda Fire, and that was a remarkable song. Your piano is, I don't know how else to describe it other than unique. The tone and kind of vibe that you're setting as you play, it's sort of in a minor key, yet, at least on that song, yet it seems sad and happy at the same time, or not sad, but serious and playful at the same time. Maybe that I can't quite put it into words, but it's really evocative, I guess is the best word. I'm curious how you learned to play the piano.
Well, I mean, I'll go into my whole history of music.
Sure, please.
So I started playing music at 3. I started on violin, and then around 6, I started taking piano with a teacher here in Pittsburgh named Sina Jane Thompson. So I took piano and violin lessons with her. And then I just didn't like violin as a child. And so always she'd like give me piano lessons as like a reward for like playing the violin. So I started writing music at 6. My first song was called Wizard Storm. That was on piano as well. And then around 9, I started studying at the Afro-American Music Institute with Howie Alexander. And so, yeah, you can kind of see the influence from both of them, because Miss Sina, she kind of taught me with classical, and then at the Afro-American Music Institute, it's mainly jazz. So, like, you can, I think you can kind of see the
yeah,
jazz
that,
influence.
Yeah, that may be why I'm hearing that, although it also might just be that particular song and hearing you for the first time. So now you're homeschooled, which I imagine gives you a lot of time and opportunity to focus on music.
Yes, it does. Music is primarily part of my studies. So I still study at the Afro-American Music Institute with Hallie Alexander and Miss Mandy. But then outside of that, I take private lessons with Miss Mandy for voice. And then also at Tune It Tuesdays, that's a good way to kind of have performance training, I'd say.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that part?
About Tune It Tuesdays?
About performing.
About performing. I don't know. It's... I think that performing is pretty cool. I don't know what to say besides that it's pretty cool.
Not everybody, and I was going to ask Gabriella about that too. Not everybody who loves music and loves writing and loves singing and playing necessarily likes to be out there, although it's nice to share your talent. How do you feel about getting out there?
I really like it because, I don't know, it's really cool to like see how people like react to your like music and it just makes you feel really good that people actually like it. So you worked really hard on something.
Did you either of you have any stage fright or concern about getting up in front of an audience?
I didn't really, since my mom's an artist as well. Her name is Christina Springer. You should check her out on Facebook, and other places, which I
believe I know your mom. I'm glad you said that. I didn't make the connection.
But yeah, I kind of got afraid, like, with the first three performances, but not really, because my mom taught me some of her tricks of, like, getting real stage fright, like screaming as loud as you can in the bathroom before going on stage.
Without damaging your vocal
cords. Without damaging your vocal cords.
Well, we're going to have Wynda Fire do one more song. And if you're joining us, by the way, to hear from our two folks that created that award-winning video, we're going to talk about that with a full segment in about 5 minutes or so. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing it. We're talking about Tune It Tuesdays right now. You just heard Wind of Fire and Gabriella Salvucci, and in between them, Fat Man D, who's made this program possible. It's the third Tuesdays at Black Forge Coffee House. And if you go to SLB Radio's Facebook page, we have a link to every performer that's here, as well as to the coffee house itself. And we just have a few minutes to talk. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm glad Wind of Fire brought up his mama, Christina, because she is one of my artistic collaborators, and I worked with her for years before, you know, Wind of Fire was even a person yet. She gave us an incredible contribution on the record I did with Liz Berlin, who is also Wind of Fire's and Gabriella's connection to each other and then to me. Liz and Christina and I did a song with the gospel choir, Leamington Gospel Chorale. We did a version of I Can't Breathe. Mm. So if people want to check out the Social Justice Disco album, listen to the song I Can't Breathe. To hear Wind of Fire's mama open it up with a really, she's the second poet. The other poet we have is Leslie Ezra Smith, whose daughter has also studied with me at AAMI. So it's a very powerful piece, and, you know, people should check that out.
Yeah, take a look at Afro American Music Institute in Homewood 2 AAMI. They do great work.
Yeah, we're currently enrolling. You know, it's rolling admissions. Also, I should mention that the Black Forge Coffee Shop we do the jam session at is the original one in Allentown at 1206 Arlington Avenue, not the new one in McKees Rocks. I mean, that's fabulous. We're just not there. So we're at the one in Allentown.
Got it. Always good to mention these things.
Yes.
Let's turn. Oh, anything else, Gabriella, that you'd like to say?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I just
want one more thing. Wind of Fire is on Instagram and Facebook as Wind of Fire, WindaFire.
Great. We've linked to you Facebook. Let me ask you, what was the name of the song that you played? I should have asked you that right afterwards.
The name is, of the song is called Seeing. That and the other song that I'm doing will be on my upcoming album, The Pool of Time, which will be released next year through Creative Life Support Records.
Excellent. And we mentioned your mom. Is there anybody else in the audience here with you or that you would like to acknowledge who might be listening at home or later?
Well, my dad's here in the audience. And then people who I'd like to acknowledge, it's so many. So, I mean, Miss Mandy's here. I always have to acknowledge her because she's amazing. Liz Berlin, obviously, as well. And then everybody at the Afro-American Music Institute. Oh, my grandparents. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Mandy. Yes, my grandparents as well. Cecile and Eric Springer. Yes. Okay, cool. People who I've acknowledged.
And anybody else you may have forgotten. What's the day? I don't think you did. I did that to cover you, to help you.
Yeah. Anyone we didn't mention, you know who you are.
What will you play next?
I'll be playing a song called Alive with Pride, which you can actually, this is just like the piano and voice version. And unluckily, I don't have backup vocals. But if you want to hear the full version, you can go to windofire.bandcamp.com and download the new single, which is Alive with Pride.
Okay, let me thank again Gabriella and Fat Man D and Wind of Fire.
Oh, Alive with pride can be denied. Don't be surprised. Be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a price. Some people like to run us down. Some people like to make us cry. Some people like to take our time, but we'll make it out alive. A life with pride can be denied. Don't be surprised. Be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a price. Sin is such an exhausting word, used to cast people aside. If you'd awake, maybe you'd realize I'm fully centered in my life. A life with pride can be denied. Don't be surprised. Be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a price. Don't you think you can control my free will? Boy, you'll never take what's mine. You better back up with that bushel, 'cause this light is here to shine. A life with pride can be denied. Don't be surprised. Be satisfied to feast your eyes on such a price. Ooh, such a lovely people, taken by surprise. Let them hear your voice and sing love. Be alive with pride. Be alive with pride.
Thank you. Wow. Just amazing. Look for the Black Forge Coffee House third Tuesday of every month. That was Wind of Fire. Keep your eyes peeled and ears peeled for more from him. Gabriella Salvucci also here, along with Fat Man D. Thank you to all three of you.